And this is a Friday the 13th. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Therese Maurer, our local food ambassador. Do you buy into the whole Friday the 13th superstition?
Well, I do, but I try to make it lucky. At my former workplace, I actually would buy people their favorite beverages on Friday the 13th at a local, you know, gathering place of their choice.
So you're talking after work.
Right, after
work. Yes, this wouldn't be
But it was. It was really fun. So I consider Friday the 13th a lucky day.
Okay. Okay, so you're superstitious in that you think it's a lucky day.
I do.
Very good.
Yeah, but I'm always kind of ornery that way. So.
Well, you're hoping that some local markets have luck in a national contest.
That's exactly right. Many of you in Northwest Arkansas may remember the contest last year that American Farmland Trust held. And Fayetteville actually came in number 5 in the nation. Well, we're aiming for number 1 this year. I think enough people from out of town have told me what an outstanding this market this is. And so people from anywhere can vote in this contest. So what we want you to do is go to farmland.org, www.farmland.org, and vote for your favorite farmers market. Again, I'm going to plug Fayetteville, but you could also vote for any of the Northwest
Arkansas. Bentonville is your favorite one.
Exactly.
Vote for Bentonville.
Right, right. We want to make this we want to actually get all the Arkansas markets.
I was going to say, if the final tally shows 4 Arkansas markets in the top 10, bully for us.
We take it, yeah.
And this is to vote on your favorite farmers market in the country.
Exactly. And you can get in and out of the website, vote really quickly, or last year we got an incredible stack of comments back where people wrote in what they loved about the market. So when you vote for your favorite markets, you can also say why, but you don't have to. You can just go in and vote, and you need to do that between now and September 3rd, but we're all procrastinators, so do it sooner rather than later.
Farmland.org.
That's it.
Big bounty at area markets right now.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. All over the region, the watermelon is here for one thing.
Yes.
And that is just a lot of us are really thankful for that. What's really fun is there are 25 varieties available at the Fayetteville market. I'm willing to bet there's a lot of variety at the other markets as well. So try a watermelon that looks different. And because it'll be a different flavor, it might be a different colored flesh on the inside, seedless or not. Ask the vendor about it. They're happy to tell you something special about that variety.
Still tomatoes?
Still tomatoes. Yes, we have 15 varieties of tomatoes. Again, at different markets, you're going to have more variety or less. But again, try something of a different color, a different flavor, and give a chance for that tomato to shine. You can just cut it, put salt on it, keep it simple, or you can chop it up and throw it on some pasta with some basil and just have a raw tomato, you know, spaghetti dinner.
Mm, sounds wonderful.
Blackberries are still around. Lots of peppers, sweet peppers and hot peppers. Eggplants, the black-eyed peas are still around, and I told you about the built-in entertainment there, hulling those.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, that was the purple hull, but the black-eyed peas are starting. So the purple hulls are still around, and the black-eyed peas are starting. And the peaches, I mean, this has been an amazing year for peaches. I guess we could give thanks for a warm winter and the weather falling just right, because peaches are at their peak.
And this is after a couple of years of tough years for peaches.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we are just reveling in the peaches this year. And one of our vendors gave us a great tip. You can grill a peach. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's not hard.
All right.
You just split it in half, pop the pit out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Leave the skin on. All right. Put the peach halves face down on the grill for just a minute or so, just kind of peek and see that they get those nice grill marks on there. Flip the halves back up so the cut side is upright. Then keep it on the grill until that cavity in the middle fills up with juice and they're done. And you take them out, put them in a bowl, and you will have a heavenly experience, and even more heavenly if you put a little of your favorite vanilla ice cream.
I knew you were going to say that. What is it? I've never had a grilled peach.
Mm-hmm.
What is the difference in taste? Because a summer peach is so good to begin with.
It is good to begin with, you know. And if you're like me, you're just eating until your eyeball, up to your eyeballs. And I can't stop myself. But this grilled, the chemistry of the grilling kind of intensifies the sugars and gives you a little bit of that grilled flavor, the grilled flavor and the sweetness together. It's special. It really is.
You still have the markets going on Sundays at Botanical Gardens.
We do. And we actually are going to have some surprises there over the next few weeks. But I'm not going to tell anybody what they are. You have to come to the Botanical Garden Fayetteville Market and find out. We're going to have some new vendors and new layout. I will give you that much of a hint over the next few weeks. Now, there's one new vendor coming up on Sunday, July 15th.
That's this Sunday.
That's
the day after tomorrow.
The day after tomorrow. And I must say, this is one of the coolest vendors in Northwest Arkansas.
Okay.
And so that's a hint.
Okay.
And the first person who comes to the manager's booth at the Botanical Garden Fayetteville Farmers Market and tells me the name of that new coolest vendor in Northwest Arkansas, you'll get a prize. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to do a little bit of a scavenger hunt. Want you to come to the Fayetteville Market at the Botanical Garden and take a look around for this brand new vendor.
Okay.
Also, wanted to let you know that that one opens up a little bit later. It is open from 9 until 2 on Sunday, so you can do other things on Sunday morning and come by and still take advantage of the market. But one thing that people may not realize is we do have meat vendors at that market every Sunday. For sure, we have beef, pork, and chicken. And so you can come if you're sort of wondering what you could have for a Sunday evening dinner or a dinner later that week, and pick up your meat as well as your fruit and your flowers and your vegetables and everything else that you need.
Locally raised chicken, finish it off with some locally raised grilled peaches.
Exactly. Oh, that's a meal made in heaven. And if you don't want to fire up the grill and you don't want to heat up the oven, crock pots work really well. As a matter of fact, with any of those three products, the vendors will give you some great recipes for making in the crock pot if you don't want to heat up your whole house.
Do you have another recipe? You mentioned something about zucchini. Or?
Yes. You know, my refrigerator and counter have been overflowing with squash, zucchini and the yellow squash, and onions. And that we've got a lot of those at the market. And one thing you can do is saute the onions, and that is just slowly cooking them in olive oil or butter on the top of the stove. Olive oil works great until they're just starting to turn golden brown, the onions. Slice up the zucchini and the squash, toss them in there, and then toss them around until they're just starting to get soft. Then toss in some fresh basil if you have it, ideally some homemade pesto if you have it. Toss that in there. Again, this is all on top of the stove. You won't get really hot doing it. Okay, so you end up with this oniony, squashy, basil-y stir fry, essentially, and it makes a wonderful dish by itself. Or you could add some feta cheese on top of that, or any of your other kind of favorite grated cheeses, and toss that in at the very end. Another thing I like to do that's optional is add a little jalapeno pepper, and that will spark up that squash. But the feta, the onions, and the squash especially have made a really nice, easy stovetop side dish or dinner.
At the risk of asking a stupid question, when you put jalapeno into this, you slice it, you take out the seeds, and then you chop it up from there?
Yes, and that is not a stupid question.
Good.
As a matter of fact, when you're working with jalapenos or any other kind of hot pepper, cover your hands.
Right.
And so this can be just with a baggie or something like that. So what I do is cut that jalapeno in half. And
you slice it down the middle and then split
it
open?
Yeah, kind of long ways and split it that way. And then take a little paring knife and you can take out the kind of stringy parts and the seeds. Now, if you really want a hot experience, leave the seeds in there if you want an extra hot. I usually like to take them out because you can control the hotness a little bit better. And then just take a knife and chop that up and taste as you add. Because some jalapenos, they will vary in hotness and flavor. But that just adds, that with the squash somehow is really good. So that's not a stupid question at all, because I've not done that and then put up, you know, got something in my eye and wiped it, and that is
horrible. You're done for the day.
Yeah.
Markets are Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday on the Fayetteville Square. You've got the Botanical Garden opening 9 a.m. on Sunday. Other markets throughout the area, your favorite, you can vote for at farmland.org.
That's it.
Teresa Maurer is our local food ambassador. Thanks, Teresa.
Thanks, Kyle.